piano John Paul Jones.
It's Led Zeppelin from their reunion concert from 2007. One gig, and it was a good one. And sounds good, too. They're playing good. And if you buy the right box set version of that, you get a DVD of rehearsals for that gig. And a couple of the songs on there are amazingly different, well worth checking out. Though the camera work on that, the rehearsals is pretty naff. One camera at the back of the hall, and that's it. But the music, that's what matters. Sounded good. I after all these years, Led Zeppelin, it's a shame Page just can't get anything together. I guess Robert Plant was just in Missoula a few weeks ago, wasn't he? Maybe now with our new music venues coming, we'll see something like that here in Bozeman too. That would be nice, because it's a block away from my house. It's 5 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez in the seat for one more hour. Anton will be up at 6 o'clock today. I'm having a good time. I hope it's working for you. It's all I can do. Just show up and spin things and see if anything gets traction. The general underwriters today include Valhalla Meadery, a craft winery producing local Montana honey wine, serving traditional and contemporary styles of mead along with Scandinavian-style cuisine, located at 875 Bridger Drive across from the Story Mill Park. Tasting room open from 3 till 10 p.m., Tuesdays through Sundays. On-site Energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor specializing in project development, design, and installation, owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergyinc.com or by phone 406-551-6135. And Denny Menholt Honda in Bozeman, featuring a full lineup of new and certified pre-owned Hondas, used cars, and trucks. Online at dennymenholthonda.com. Okay, that'll launch us off into the next hour. This is the band. Jim Dixon, again, suggested I check this band out. And I vaguely remember them from their album that came out in 1975. I thought, I can't say I ever heard it. And he pointed out that that Columbia album doesn't show them off at their best, but they had put out a compilation of recordings a couple years ago that was better balanced. And it has a really nice history of the band. Like a lot of bands, they were really good. Popular, got contracts and recording sessions, and just never took off. They couldn't find a market where they were popular, and the band fragmented. Hard to say what they sound like, so I'll just spin it.
Could not methodical way. Standing steadfast, I stared right into it, its clear blindness, and the wonder within. It did torment, it called me, it held me, that black hole bore.
There's no place to be alone. Just call me orb. I've come this far and I can't go home. The sun is cold, the stars are bright, it's lonely night. I sail my craft adrift in search of friends. I wish I may, I wish I might be happy soon. I've seen a light new world with just one moon. Please call me orb. This space is no place to be alone. Just call me orb, and I've come this far and I can't go home. Now can I make them understand or could they see? But I don't look like them nor they like me. And will they see my difference only deep and skin? Or take a bit of view of my intrusion? Please call me orb, this space is no place to be alone. Just call me orb, and I've come this far and I can't go home. I've had trouble from the start on my own overground. The elders thought I was as great as the sky, so they gave me their ship, helped me to them to fly. I said, I was so great, find the world and the race, will give me peace and good grace. So but I've come this far and I can't go home. Me or
far off land, a nation of heat and sand, a father who ruled by force, a mother who said of course, a nation of fearful men and women afraid of them. But learning the family trade, my interest began to fade. I'm a dictator's son, born with a silver gun, in a country that's half insane, in a country that's bambarine. He kept his eye on me, knew I had plans to flee. Strangely today it rained, I have to commit my fate.
Fasten your seatbelts, so soon we'll land at LAX, hope to see you again. Fasten your seatbelts, we soon will land at LAX, hope to see you again. Fasten your seatbelts, we soon will land at LAX, hope to see you again.
Someone to look to please, tell us sit down with me. We are drinks and wait, small talk is getting late. One thing you ought to know, before we up and go, hope it don't spoil the fun. But I'm a dictator's son.
60th soul, Nat King Cole, Harris Street, Bundesliga, meet your wings and dip. Girls who strip, diesel flicks, party mix, I'm into Hugo Boss, dental floss, party cruise, Jordan shoes, I'm into Instagram, bands who jam.
Change.
Ah, that's Red Cross from a brand new record. It's called Beyond the Door. You heard The Party. I've been hearing good things about it. They've been out on tour. I think they did some gigs with the Melvins. Yeah, I'll have to follow up on that. Tried to see Red Cross once. They were supposed to play in Missoula. And we got there, and there was a sign up at the arena saying, sorry, no Red Cross today. So we stuck around for Meat Puppets and went home early. Started with Zyder Zee, a very interesting band that had a career that took him from Louisiana to Jackson, Mississippi to Memphis. And I asked my friend Bobby Sutliff about if he knew of him, and he said the name was familiar, but he had never encountered him in Jackson. And then when I read the story about him, it turned out that they couldn't find the audience in Jackson and spent a year there spinning their wheels. And actually spent most of their career spinning their wheels. But there's two albums out. This one's called Zenith, a collection of studio recordings. And there's an official album called Zyder Zee on Columbia that can be found. It's gotten expensive, though, because it didn't sell, and they didn't make many of them. So there you go. That got somebody's attention, too. Got a good call. Followed that with Thundermug from their album Orbit. You heard the song Orbit. A great, crazy Canadian band. They made at least three albums, maybe four. And I have to thank Greg Shaw for turning me on to Thundermug. Real favorite of mine. Sort of glammy, power poppy stuff. Followed that with a recent release. It's about 3 years old now, I think. Franz Ferdinand and Sparks. I passed up on buying that when I was in D.C. a couple years ago. And finally broke down and got a CD of it and was really impressed how good it is. As good as anything Sparks has ever done. You heard Dictator's Son. That one seemed to fit. Eno from his second solo album. You heard Mother Whale Eyeless. And finished up with Red Cross. 524. I gotta get moving. I got some stuff to do that I want to play. So let's try this.
Taylor Gordon was an African-American musician from White Sulphur Springs, Montana, who became an important player in New York's Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s. Gordon is the subject of the next Doig Center lecture at MSU Bozeman, presented by Professor Michael Johnson of the University of Maine on Tuesday, October 22nd at 5 p.m. in the Procrastinator Theater. The free lecture is based on Johnson's recently published book, Can't Stand Still, a biography about Taylor Gordon, whom Johnson calls one of the most significant African-American male vocalists, if also one of the least recognized. A book signing will follow the lecture. There's more information at the Ivan Doig Center site at montana.edu.
This 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour on Fridays is underwritten by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it'll be starting at 7, Washington Week, 7:30, Firing Line, 8, Great Performances, Grammy Salute to Musical Legends, and 10 p.m. is BBC World News. There you go. And from me, what do I have? I have something queued up. Oh, I got this a few weeks ago. I actually forgot I had ordered it until it showed up in the mail, and I was very happy that I got it. And I didn't get around to playing it 2 weeks ago, so here you go. This is a collection of BBC recordings by Echo and the Bunnymen.
What? is a crisis, I knew had to come. Destroying the balance I'd kept. Doubting, unsettling, and turning around. Wondering what will come next. Is this the role that you wanted to live? I was foolish to ask for so much. Without the protection and infancy's guard, it all falls apart at first touch. Watching the reel as it comes to a close, brutally taking its time. People who change for no reason at all, happening all of the time. Can I go on with this train of events, disturbing and purging my mind? Back out of my duties when all's said and done, I know that I'll lose every time. We'll be right back.
There you go. Brand new from Toiling Midgets on the Green Monkey label. New to me, but it showed up in my mailbox, and I gave it a spin and really liked it. And thank Tom Dyer for getting it to me. Promised him I'd play it, and yeah. I'll be getting back to that one. Start off the Echo and the Bunnymen from the Peel Sessions. Really nice double album of some great performances, because I guess they'd write the songs and go in and do the Peel Sessions, so they're a lot looser than the final album versions. Really enjoyable. Some of that stuff is leaked out, but to get it all together, compiled, is fantastic. Comside Angels from their second album, Sleep No More. You heard Gone. One of my favorite bands of that transition period, post-punk bunch. They made three really great albums and then about three more okay ones, but well worth it. They made their mark. Joy Division from Closer. You heard Passover. I have that on a nice big box set of Joy Division stuff, except my box set is falling apart. The trays have fallen out. And I bought it used, and after I bought it, I realized it had two copies of disc two and no disc three, which is some live stuff I wouldn't mind having, but so it goes. That's a good one. That was suggested by somebody recently in an unexpected setting. Somebody I didn't know liked Joy Division pointed that song out to me, so got to play it. And finishing up with Toiling Midgets, they did Her Web from the album Sea of Tranquility. Quick stop here. Anton is here. He will be on in about 18 minutes, 17 minutes, something like that. So sit tight.
In the early 1900s, Albert Schlechten expressed his love for Southwest Montana and Yellowstone Park through photography. The Bozeman photographer spent over 30 years creating a series of glass plate images that captured the area's natural beauty. Opening October 19th, the Museum of the Rockies presents Light on the Land, the photographs of Albert Schlechten, an exhibition featuring 40 Schlechten landscapes prepared by Steve Jackson, curator of art and photography at the museum. Light on the Land, the photographs of Albert Schlechten, October through December at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman.
Oh, like I said, good reason to go to the museum. I'll be checking that. Good rainy day stuff to do. I'll be back in 2 weeks, as far as I know. Let me think a second. Today's the 18th, so that'll be the first or second of November. Might miss one after that. I'll have to see. I've got a commitment coming up, but I'll be here in 2 weeks. Be playing more music. I got some more new stuff. This is also from from Tom Dyer, one of his artists, The Green Pajamas. Though this is a European release, and it's a good one. It's my favorite Green Pajamas record in about 15 years, and they put out a lot of them, so it's saying a lot. I like them all, but this one's really nice. It's called Phantom Lake, and a great little band out of West Seattle. They've been chugging along since the early 80s, and I've been lucky to see them two or three times and gotten to know them pretty well. Big inspiration on me, too.
Oh, it's like we're both alone. I got high with you last night. I got really high. Mama, I went places that I cannot deny. And when you were gone, I got high by myself. And I know you did too, 'cause that's just what we do.
When your boyfriend gone to bed and you stay up late instead, I'll get high.